Let's put a song so you can sing along with a special guest or two.
Or two.
You like to sing and dance, and this podcast by chance explores musicals for you. Theme Song, yeah!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Life's But a Song, a podcast that likes to live in the land of musicals. I'm your host, John, and with me today is a returning guest. He's like slowly becoming the like live theater correspondent. It's Aaron Choi, everyone.
Woo! Hello.
Hello.
For those of you who don't know, this is the earliest I get up on a Sunday morning.
Wow. Calling me out like that. How dare.
Listen. I'm giving the people what they want, whether or not they know they want this. But it's a peek behind the curtain.
Oh! Because we're here today to continue with Live Month. I don't know what else to call it besides that. To talk about The Wiz Live from 2015. The screenplay-ish, I don't know, is by Harvey Fierstein. Music and lyrics by Charlie Smalls for the most part. It was directed by Matthew Diamond and Kenny Leon. And according to IMDb, a live production of the 1975 Broadway musical The Wiz, which put a modern spin on the classic Wizard of Oz tale with a cast of African-American actors. Sure. Yeah. I mean, then they updated that script, the 1975 script, because, you know, iPads and Eddie Murphy and whatnot.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're about to throw some hate on this, aren't you?
No. Well,
yes.
The hate, I'm not throwing hate. I didn't love all the script updates. They felt a little too shoehorned in. Where it's like, we don't need all, like, the iPad stuff, the Apple reference. Like, there's a lot of, like, modern-day references that just didn't feel appropriate. Because when we're in Kansas, it's never specified what time period we're in.
Yes.
And it's not until we get to Oz as, like, I guess we're in the present day.
It always confuses me in any property that deals with the Wizard of Oz where they make reference to our world.
Yeah.
Because I'm always just like, where are we? Are we in another dimension? Are we on another planet? What's going on here? And this one doesn't give any answers, of course. But how did you feel about the music being updated?
So very straightforward. I'm not super familiar with Wiz. I have seen the original movie version, but like
Years ago, honestly,
not in the last decade. So,
but like with more of like the sick beat and things like that.
I think it was interesting because there is clearly some arrangements of the songs that were updated more than others.
Right.
Also, the like, it's one song that was added to the, that was replaced in the show, correct? Or is it two?
What this one did is that they combined both the stage show and the movie, because the movie had some songs written for it.
For example,
what is the Scarecrow song?
You can't win.
That was written for the movie for Michael Jackson.
Got it.
It may have been some weird, maybe this time things where they're like, subsequent revivals have added it into the script. I'm not 100% sure. I haven't seen the new one that's out on Broadway. I'm intrigued because it looks good. You know, it looks fascinating, and I know that they're doing a whole like limited run here, and there's a tour and everything. But yeah, with this one though, there's only one song that is truly original for this, and that is We Got It.
Yeah, because that one, when I was looking through the like original list, it replaces a song that's there. At least visually, I could see this like, oh, this song is supposed to be here, but they wrote a song for this that I think replaced it. That's, I'm assuming, has the same vibe,
Which
but
is
they're like,
interesting because usually when musical movies these days add a song, like Victoria's song in Cats, for example, they're clearly going for some sort of award, you know. And with this one, I looked it up, like it wasn't nominated. Basically, all the Emmys that this was nominated for was for like all technical stuff, and it won for costume design. Hey yo. Which I have some questions.
I generally liked the design, the costume design.
Oh, 100%. I'm
I
obsessed with the beading and stoning and everything.
that I generally I think for out of the canon of live TV musicals, I think this is my favorite set design because they utilized both the screens and physical pieces so well, and it felt more seamless in the sense of like,
Like you're watching a show.
yeah, you felt like you were watching a show. They set it up like it was a show, and I think that was mostly because of Kenny Leon's direction, because Kenny Leon has background in doing musicals, from what I remember. It's also
I can't tell
Sunday
which
morning, so I don't remember.
I don't know which one of the directors was like the stage
The stage
director, quote
director, and the
unquote, and
other
the other
was
one.
the film slash camera director. Which, here's the thing. Stage direction, fantastic. Camera direction, questionable at times.
Well, we can't always win.
Yes, I get it. There's some weird ang there's some weird camera angles and some weird camera angle choices. It's like, there's action happening over here, but we're focusing over here, and that makes zero sense. Like, I get it. Like, I get that you don't want to see like all the witches like disappear, so they just cut somewhere else, which I'm like, yeah, I get it.
I get it.
Sure.
Yeah,
But then
you're.
there were some weird like angles, like at the very beginning of the very, very beginning, there's this, I'm guessing what was supposed to be a pseudo cinematic angle where they're like shooting through like the Kansas grass and Dorothy is sitting, but it wasn't focused correctly. So it was like grass, Dorothy. And so it just, there are some weird, some questionable camera angles. But overall, I think the direction, the show direction,
Was
and the
spectacular.
design is spectacular. And from what I heard,
What'd you hear? Spill the tea.
so not, so not, well, this design of this made for TV live musical, from what I've seen, based off of photos and clips that I've seen from the Broadway revival, this one looked better than the current Broadway revival.
Well, so okay, I haven't seen it. I have seen some pictures, but there's just something about the different designs of it. Like even in this, it feels like more attention was paid to certain costumes than other costumes. For example, the Everybody Rejoice a Brand New Day. Like, what the fuck is going on with the gym clothes that they're wearing?
Yeah.
That's the one where I'm like, come on, this is like the number, like, I know you said it's been a while since you've seen the movie, but you probably remember that dance where they're all in the gold bikinis and everything. They could have made it special instead of going to Target and buying all the white and yellow, activewear and then dyeing it
Yeah, I
yellow.
get that. I think that was an easy cop out, I guess, is just like, oh, well, here we go.
Yeah,
Because
because
everything
like,
else needs to be very well, like, designed.
because I feel like the
And
budget was mostly spent on the Oz head,
it also
which is
feels like
fantastic
it
looking,
is
I have to say.
fantastic. It also dips into that weird world of like, where are we? Are we in a different,
Right.
where are we? Like, we're
What
in Oz, but like, is this a
is
different
Oz?
universe? Is it like, where is Oz? Because like, everything else feels very fantastical.
And has some sort of basis on something. Like when we get to Emerald City, there, I mean, this is from this, I believe the original production as well. Emerald City is based off of ballroom culture.
Well, yeah, it's
So
super, which I love. Love, 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 love,
you
love.
have the avant-garde and the couture, and then that one guy in like a really weird tie-dye t-shirt that I do not understand as well, but whatever, we're fine, we're fine, it's fine. And then like Munchkin Land, they have their own look, which I still don't understand it, but it's a look.
Yeah, they look like chess pieces. Like, they look
Thank
like chess
you. That's what they
pieces.
look like.
The buildings look like chess pieces. Which I don't get, but at the same time, like, they made a choice to make this look a certain way, and they stuck with that choice. I'm like, great. I don't love the Munchkin costumes because it, for
Yeah.
me, it hinders the dancers a lot.
The same thing. I wrote the same thing down
I'm
because
just like, I want them to be able to move more, but they like, thinking as an actor, I'm not a dancer, but I've had to do some dancing and things of that sort in shows. But just thinking as an actor, if I was handed this costume, like, hey, wear this, but you're also expected to do all this choreography, it's like, poor K,
how?
how would you like
How?
me to do this?
Yeah, because watching that, I was like, I honestly thought that like nobody communicated what, what was planned for that, and they had to adjust because of the costume. Sorry, Paul Tay, as well. We have to call you out on that one.
I will say, so I loved the choreography. The biggest issue I have with this entire version of the show is Harvey, this was not it. Like, the book for this was not it. Like, I know it was supposed to be adapted so that they had to have commercial breaks and things of that sort. But some of these scenes were so abrupt and so like watered down that I'm like, there is no way that this is what this original script is like. There's no way. Because some of these scenes are so like well put together. Like, the ending scene near the end of the show, the very long scene that they have with the Wiz, I'm like, this is one of the original book scenes. Like, this sounds like one of the original book scenes. Whereas there are other scenes that I'm like, you cut out half of this scene, and it sounds like you cut half of this scene because
For time or for.
there's no storytelling. It's very just like bare bones, like, here's this, and here's this, and here's this. So that annoyed me because it felt like there is no good through line. But then again, I think back to like the original Wizard of Oz movie, and there are some weird like transitional things, but again, they didn't have to cut for commercials.
Right,
So
but also R.I.P. the Jitterbug. In the
in the original,
original
y'all, the
movie, yeah.
original. But that's the thing. The other thing with this was, there is some, I know that the Wiz is known for having some amazing, fantastic, like, ballets and dance numbers. But with the way that this was kind of set up, these dance numbers, for like transitional reasons and things of that sort, just didn't hit the same way they would in a performance with a live audience. Because there are some of these just felt very long, like unnecessarily long.
Like the
And it's
poppies.
the poppies felt very long. What
The
was the other one?
Kaleidas. The Kaleida battle.
I had it written down somewhere, but pretty much all of the like excess. I love the ballroom culture part of Oz, but it even felt that went on for a little too long, where I'm like, if you wanted to find some spots to cut, maybe not cut out a lot of the substance from some of the book scenes and cut down some of the stuff that feels like it's going on a little long in some of the music numbers.
I could see that. I don't know what you mean by like the substance that you're missing, because to me it felt pretty straightforward from even like Wizard of Oz, where you go A, B, C, you know, like you.
Yeah, I just think that there's just, again, I could be wrong. Listeners, feel free to call me out on this, but just from because I'm basing this off of what I remember from the original Wiz movie, and I really want to see this on stage, whether it's the revival or another version of the show, or even just read it, because I definitely feel like there is dialogue portions that were cut out to save time, because some of these scenes feel so paper thin, whereas then other scenes feel so well written, and there's a disconnect.
There was one moment, or there's two moments that I don't understand the scarecrow in it. So like in when the scarecrow and Dorothy meet the Tin Man, he keeps trying to like pull her away afterwards, and then Dorothy's like, "No, we have to help the Tin Man, blah blah blah." And then they meet the lion. But the scarecrow doesn't try to pull her away again, and I don't understand why. Like, why was the emphasis on the Tin Man and not also on the lion?
Yeah, I guess so. I think in my head, it was the first thing that they encountered together, and it's really the first thing that Scarecrow's encountered outside of the crows. So, like, it makes sense, like, he's never seen really another person for the
Right,
most, from what we can assume. And then when it comes to Lion, he's learned that, oh, not everything that we.
encounter is
Not
scary.
everything we encounter is scary or is bad, and we should help. But then also, they already, as a group, want to try to get away at the very beginning of their encounter with Lion. So, like,
True. Yeah, okay.
yeah.
Okay,
But
I guess.
I get where you're coming from with that.
The power of empathy.
Also, generally, I. And maybe I need to see other versions of this, but I did not love Dorothy's characterization in this because she felt more like a brat than anything else.
In some
Especially,
parts, especially I didn't understand the conflict at the beginning.
that was my biggest thing, was like the beginning just started, but it felt like we were missing information.
Right. Yeah,
Because,
because
like,
she, doesn't she talk about going to school or something,
something
or
like that. And then, like, even with the farmhands, like in the original movie, The Wizard of Oz, they kind of lay out the whole, like, this is clearly the Scarecrow, this is clearly the Tin Man, this is clearly going to be the Lion kind of thing, with the, like, brains, heart, that whole thing. They have that very well laid out in the original movie. And in this, I feel like it has to be there,
oh, it's there.
but it barely. Like in that first scene, it's so short and it's so like boom, boom,
because
boom,
they
boom,
have to
boom.
put on the makeup. They have to
Well,
put on the
yeah.
prosthetics. So they're
Well,
like,
yeah.
get these guys out of here as fast as possible, but we're gonna establish them.
Yeah. Yeah,
The,
but
Neo, you have a leg brace that's metal. David Alan
which
Grier,
I didn't.
jump up on the cart when Toto comes out. And Elijah Kelly, just be there.
Yeah, which I didn't notice he had a leg brace until someone said it because they never zoomed out enough that you really noticed it.
Oh no, I
So,
did. I was like, is he wearing his Tin Man costume already?
I didn't even notice it. Like that until it was pointed out, I was like, oh, I guess he's wearing a leg brace. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Okay,
And
so
I'm
like that
like,
one I can understand like what you're saying about the script and how they could have beefed up that, like that's the establishing
yeah.
scene.
Yeah. There was just a lot that yeah, the script for this bothered me. But like Dorothy seems a little bratty at times. Out of every version of Wizard of Oz type of like stuff, like media, all Wizard of Oz type things, I just didn't feel as affected by this version of Dorothy. And I don't know if it was the direction. I don't know if it was like, here's a, let me just point this out. Across the board, the singing in this is phenomenal. Like,
Oh my God,
there's no
the talent level.
question about the talent level. No question. I just didn't love Dorothy's characterization, how she
So,
approached Dorothy. It felt too bratty for me. I wasn't empathetic towards Dorothy. I was more empathetic towards all the other characters, but especially like Lion, Tin Man, Scarecrow over Dorothy. I'm just like, well, I guess Dorothy can stay there, or like
would it make sense if I told you that Shanice Williams, also known as Shanice Shantae on IMDb, is from New Jersey? Would that help? Like she brought a little New
no.
Jersey to the character instead of
I
Kansas?
mean,
I'm kidding. I'm teasing. But I was any
she's
reason
from
to shit on New
Omaha.
Jersey.
Like I well here's the thing. I just don't, yeah, I just didn't love the characterization, the Dorothy characterization, because I just didn't feel for her. Whereas, like, normally I feel for that character because she wants to go home, but it never felt like she wanted to go home. Like she wanted to go home, but it was very tangential, and it always felt like it was like, I
Yeah,
don't know.
I understand where she well w in this retelling of it, because I don't think this is part of the original script, like her wanting to go to or being torn between going to Nebraska to see her parents or to stay with Aunt Em in Kansas. Like that, I think, is for
Well,
this version.
yeah. Well, I mean, her parents are dead, and she just wants to go back to school with her friend. Like, she wants to go back to what she knows. And I'm like, I get that. But again, that's all this information that was just kind of like thrown at
Thrown
you
at
at the
you.
very beginning that's not super well established, and it's not really reestablished later. And like, it just feels, yeah. The characterization was weird for me for Dorothy.
I have to say though, like I'm very surprised by Neo. I don't really know his music well. And
I
I
was
think
very,
this is just it for his acting besides his music videos.
yeah.
Like in terms of film,
Which is funny because you great as Tin Man, like phenomenal as Tin Man.
There was a slight hindrance with his design because he had those teeth in that he had silver teeth that hindered him talking a little bit or enunciating, I should say.
Which
But he's,
I don't mind because it added
I
a
mean,
level to Tin Man that was different. I also didn't
Yeah.
notice he has, I also didn't notice he had grills in. So I watched this very late last night. So
And I just finished it before recording this. So, but I was, I know, I looked, I was like, are his teeth silver or is it just my imagination? Because, you know, like whenever you
yeah.
wear makeup, it affects your the color, like our perception of the color of your teeth or even your eyes or something.
Yeah, yeah,
And
yeah, yeah.
so, like, I think he wore grills and that he did have a little bit of, like a problem with enunciating some words, but after a while it just worked. And you know, after what song was it that he sang, after what would I do if I could feel, I was like, do I need to listen to more Neo? Like
Yeah.
I don't know his music that well. I feel like he has some like
Yeah.
clubby songs and that's what I know more than.
But it's interesting because I'm like, he was a very good actor. And I'm like,
Yeah.
Neo, you should do more because you're very good at this.
Yeah, I'm
And
looking at
it.
his IMDb page and he does have some. Oh, he was in the Step Up TV series. Good for you. As a character, not playing himself. Like he has some credits where he's playing a character, some credits where he's playing himself.
Himself, yeah.
And then the rest of them are just his music videos or music videos he's in. But yeah, I think he should try more. Like in Elijah Kelly, why is he not a huge star at this point? Like
Yeah.
it was
I mean, they have such, they have the folks that they cast in this were so good, with one
yes.
exception. Who do you think I'm going to say?
Dorothy? Because
No,
of her acting?
no.
No.
Because it wasn't her acting that was, I just don't, her
Or the
acting is
writing of her.
fine,
Yeah.
but it wasn't even the writing. It was just kind of the approach that was taken to the character because she stuck to that character. It just wasn't. It wasn't a version of Dorothy that I empathized with. But
So
there was one person in, there's one character, one person that I felt was very much miscast.
Okay. I have an answer for this one, but that's because I know that I do know a little bit more about the stage show and how it should be done, where like usually Aunt Em doubles as Glinda. So when
Yeah.
Uzo shows up at the end for that one song, you know, looking fabulous, by the way. And she sings the shit out of it greatly, but I was like, I want a little more Stephanie Mills. Like I was a little,
Yeah.
you
Yeah.
know, like I want more of
I
her.
mean, they, yeah.
Was it
Typically,
Uzo?
that's the way. No, it wasn't
Oh.
Uzo. I loved Uzo.
I mean,
I
I loved her too, but I was
only.
like, I want more
And I fully
Stephanie.
understand, well, I fully understand why they did that because they wanted to pack as many big names into this as they could, and
Yes.
they did. No, my biggest issue is Mary J.
Interesting.
I didn't, she, for me, out of everyone in this, she felt like she was the most uncomfortable in the situation. She just didn't feel, for me, it just, she again, sing the shit out of her stuff,
Oh,
like
of course, yeah.
amazing. But when it came to like some of the acting and some of the, it felt very like she was second guessing herself because there's a lot of like she was really thinking about the choices she was making and really
And not
like,
like having fun.
yeah, it felt more, I'm focused on doing what I'm supposed to be doing rather than just doing it and having fun and like really embodying the character. It felt very like she was in her head. And that makes sense because I don't know Mary J for being, other than doing concerts, I don't know Mary J for doing a lot of acting. especially like stage acting, like live musical theater stage acting.
Oh no, it has not. But she's been
Like,
in movies before. She
yeah.
was, yeah, so she's done acting for film. Oh,
But
I should know
not
that,
for stage,
but not for
in the
stage
sense of like
or
what this is
alive. Yeah.
alive. Like, this is essentially a filmed
You got
stage
one take.
musical. You got one take, you go do it. So that's the thing, is like, I just feel like I feel because everyone else, for the most part, has some level of stage work
Presence, yeah.
presence, or they know well enough to like kind of get with it. But at the same time, I think also, like, specifically with like Neo, even though he may not have done a lot of stage musical stuff, because he's part of the main four, they had more rehearsal time together.
I was about to say that. I don't, maybe Mary J. Blige did not have enough time because she's really only in the one scene.
Yeah, she's in the one scene. That's it.
That's it.
Like,
So,
that's it. And the song was great, but like, it definitely felt like she was kind of a fish out of water. Like, that's the vibe that I got. I could feel that she was, I could feel through the screen that she was nervous. Like,
this is,
that's how I
yeah,
saw it.
this is one where we have like Uzo, Mary J. Blige, Queen Latifah, Amber Riley, and they're really not in it as much as I would
No.
hope, because you have these, they're big, big names and
Yeah.
everything.
But then
And
again, that's
Stephanie
kind of the way
Mills
that
as
this,
well,
yeah. I
playing
mean,
like a.
that's the way that this show is set up. Same with Wizard of Oz, is kind of how the show is set up.
Where I feel like they cast big names in all those roles, as well as the friends. And then Dorothy, from what I feel like, you know, with other iterations of this, I feel like Dorothy is usually like an up and comer. Like they
Yeah.
don't cast, you know, yeah, because they have, you have to find somebody who's young and I guess, you know, kind of like a Tracy Turnblad in a way.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, there is a City Center's version of The Wiz that happened years ago where Ashanti was cast as Dorothy.
Oh, interesting.
And then Ashanti ended up doing Muppets Wizard of Oz, I believe, as Dorothy.
Got it. Yeah,
I
yes.
think.
Yeah, that sounds
Yeah.
right.
Because she did The Wiz, and so they're like, oh, well, you played Dorothy in a version of something before. Here you go. But also, speaking of actors in this, can we just talk about the fact that David Alan Greer is a national treasure and should be protected? Like,
Fuck
David
yeah.
Alan Greer is so good. And I,
So emotional with heavy makeup and prosthetics on.
so emotional. Like, I have noted, like, his acting is so good, and being able to act through all those prosthetics is a feat in itself.
And
And being able to do that is,
and in
it's so
like
good.
Be a Lion. Is that the name of the
Oh, yeah.
song?
Be a Lion
Like,
is so good. I love.
I feel like they, he's helping, he like is lifting her up too. Like lifting her emotional presence up, even though he has the rubber mask on.
Yeah, and I wrote down during Be a Lion, David Alan Greer acting for life during Be a Lion. Like, so good.
I don't really know David Alan Greer as like a musical theater person.
Oh
I
yeah,
know
he's a
him.
musical theater person.
I know him more for like television stuff, I feel like
Yeah,
way
he's done a
back.
lot of television, but he's also done a lot of theater. I believe he did one of the more recent
I see
revivals
him.
of Color Purple.
I see that he was in the movie, The Color Purple.
I'm pretty sure he did
I
the
still haven't seen the movie. But yeah,
I'm pretty sure he did, like, he has a lot of stage
oh,
work under his
no doubt.
belt.
I'm also very dumb when it comes to things like this.
Y'all just go about your business while we look up David Alan Greer's
Oh, this is gonna be
career.
cut. Oh, he was in the original Dreamgirls as the replacement for James Thunder Early.
Like, he's done a
Wow.
lot of theater. Like, a
Yeah.
lot of theater.
And in 2006, he was in a production of The Wiz.
Oh, nice. Like, he, let's see, A Soldier's Play in 2020.
He was in. He
Porgy and
was. He.
Bess.
He played Daddy Warbucks in Annie at the Hollywood Bowl in 2018.
Like
Okay.
he has a lot, he has a lot of stage work. So, yeah, David Alan Greer is fantastic.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. I mean, we could go through like, well, Stephanie, let, I'm just going through my list. Stephanie Mills, Stephanie Mills, Stephanie Mills. Like,
I was
I
like,
want more,
I was like, I
but
wonder if she's having an existential moment of like, you know, The Wiz made her career way back in
yeah.
the day, and now as Dorothy, and now she's playing Aunt Em, because obviously she's a little older now.
Yeah, there is a clip of is online. There's a clip of her and Shanice singing Home together. Like, they do it
Oh.
together, and it is so good. Also, Steph, so I became familiar with Stephanie Mills back in my baby gay musical theater days with the original Children of Eden. Like, that's how I know Stephanie Mills first.
Okay.
And then The Wiz came into my life. I was like, oh my God.
Well, I don't want to be bold and say that The Wiz made her career, but like it's the one that a lot of people
Yeah.
know her from.
Well, She is my definitive version of Spark of Creation from Children of Eden. Also, if you look online on YouTube, there is a bootleg clip
How dare
of,
you?
there's a bootleg, not the entire bootleg, not an entire slime tutorial, my friends, but like there is a clip of her from the original Children of Eden performing Spark of Creation, and it is chef's kiss. It's so good. And I'm just like, she is my definitive. When people say Spark of Creation, I just hear Stephanie Mills. Like, that's who I
No.
hear.
Yeah, when she said when she started the show singing, I was just like, yeah, sing to me, Stephanie. One of the things I don't know how I feel about it. So I love that Queen Latifah was the Wiz, but they keep using he him pronouns with the Wiz.
Yeah.
And then there's that moment, that weird moment of like, why can't the Wiz be a woman? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, why do we have to make this a thing? Like, why can't you just have rewritten all the pronouns and the Wiz is a woman?
Yeah.
I guess that goes into also like some discussion about gender, where I guess like, you know, men in power and blah, blah, blah. But like, why can't a woman play the Wiz? Like, be the Wiz? I mean, a woman
It,
played the Wiz here,
yeah,
clearly.
it's a, again, this is a script thing that I just didn't love how it was done, because I'm like, it easily could just be Queen Latifah. Like, the Wiz doesn't have to have a specific gender. Like, they easily could refer to as the Wiz as they, because honestly, the Ozians don't know who the Wiz is. They saw this
Right.
person come down in a balloon, and
And
it's a
it's supposed to be like
wizard.
years have passed and
Yeah.
everyone forgot what the Wiz is, but because
Yeah.
the Wiz has been holed up into
I
their
mean, I get
room.
that they made the in they talk about being the magician's assistant, and she donned his wig and this whole look to fool, like, essentially fool the Ozians at the beginning. But at the same time, I'm like, it
Why?
just feels very, again, it feels very shoehorned in into this, where I'm like, there, this didn't need to be something that was added. And if they, I don't know, I like, I think that there, it was, it feels like an afterthought of like, oh, well, we have Queen Latifah, so I
So
guess
now
we
we need
need
to
to like
justify it.
justify all this. I'm like, we don't need to justify anything. Just let it be what it is.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah, she's the
it,
Wiz.
yeah.
The end.
Love Queen Latifah as the Wiz. Amber Riley, fantastic. I
I was
mean,
so both Amber Riley and Queen Latifah, I was obsessed with their jacket, outerwear, cape, whatever. Whatever
yeah.
Queen Latifah was wearing, like I was mesmerized by all the beads on it that I zoned out for a hot second. I was like, I'm sorry, did I miss something important? Question mark.
Yes.
And Atta Pearl's jacket is gorgeous. And then we get to Everybody Rejoice.
Yes.
I will
But
not stop
then,
talking about
but
the
then,
workout clothes.
but then Uzo show up in that gorgeous gown.
I don't know what she's supposed to be. Is she supposed to be Hay or something? Like, is
I
that
don't
what?
think so. I just loved it. It
It
was
was
gorgeous.
gorgeous.
It was a little, it felt a little, just the look of it. Well, just the look of it when she was coming down and the way they designed it, it was kind of like Christianity coded in a weird way of just like the way that it looked. Like, I'm basically just when I say Christianity coded, I mean like Christianity coded in like Christian art form, like
Right.
artist depictions of things. That's how it looked. That's all I mean. But it was stunning. The dress is
Yeah.
stunning. Uzo's stunning. The fact that most people know Uzo from Orange is
Orange
the
is
New
the new
Black.
black.
And just knowing how vast her acting is, and just like she's so good. She's
She's
so
so
good.
good.
So good.
There's
And
one
it.
other de moment detail I do want to talk about since we're kind of still talking costumes.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about the shoes, the silver slippers. I kind of wish they weren't heels because, like, I get it that the whole point of it is that, the whole point, even from like the source
Yeah.
material, is that you steal their out of place shoes.
Well,
On Dorothy.
yeah.
But I was like, I looked at Atta Pearl and Amber Riley wore like platform sneakers that looked really cool and interesting and stuff. And I was like,
Yeah.
why can't it be that? Why can't it be that but in silver? Why a heel? Like it looks too out of place.
I don't think so,
That was just me,
girl.
though. I was like,
Do you,
well, because she's
based
wearing this
off,
cute little outfit,
but
and I
girl,
was like,
based off of all these other witches, you do you not think Evermean would not be turning out a look of some sort?
well, this is the issue. We never know what the Wicked Witch of the East actually looks like in
What we
any
assume,
adaptation.
because look at those shoes.
I mean, we could also assume based off of Eveline, the Hearst. Because they're all
Counterpart.
sisters. I don't.
Yes. I don't know enough of the original lore of Oz. Also, Frank Baum,
Oh, Frank Baum.
what were you doing, my dude?
Drugs.
Thank you
All the
for
drugs.
thank you for all these stories, but like there is a lot of Oz lore that I just don't know.
There's
So
so much Oz lore.
I don't know how the witches are related at all. So yeah.
The other thing about this production, if I can call it that, because that's what it
Yes.
basically
Yeah,
is,
it's a production.
I wish I was there to see how they did a lot of the things. Because, like, the transformation from the farmhands to the friends, like, they must have had 10 people per person gluing and pinning and snapping and zipping and everything, because like that makeup change takes time and they didn't
Yeah.
have that much time.
Yeah. Okay. A costume note. Just a costume note. In what they put Neo in, There is no way that, like, I'm sure that. I'm trying to remember. Is Neo bald in general? Because I can't remember. Because I can't remember if he was wearing a hat at the
He's
beginning of it or not. All I know is that whenever they did what they
yes,
could have
he is
easily.
a bald man.
Okay. They could have easily given him some sort of cowl or something on his head so it wasn't painted
They
so that
did.
they
That's what it is.
okay. Well, here's the thing. In that cowl, they could have put small magnets that also had magnets in that hat so that poor man did not have to keep like grabbing the hat every time it fell off.
I had
Like,
the same thought as well. I was like,
I'm
why
like,
couldn't you
put
magnetize
magnets
it?
in the hat. That's all that you needed to do. All you needed to do. Or Velcro, something.
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 Because the hat falling was very distracting.
Magnets would be easier because then Neo could take it off if he needed to. He could put it back on if he needed to. But the magnets would keep it at least a little more secure.
I like that this conversation is more about like the technical elements or like the writing, and
Because the performances,
because the
I had no
performances are
issues.
fantastic.
No, the performances are fantastic. I think one of there were some weird choices, like the tornado ballet costumes. I
They
was
look like
like, are they?
moths.
They look like Mothmen. I'm like, I have written down. I'm like, is this a tornado or a Mothman recital? I don't know.
But then, like, I loved the poppies.
The poppies were
They're
fantastic.
fantastic.
But then the what is it the What are the things that call
Oh, the
the co
Kaleidas,
Kaleidas? Yeah, the
the
Kaleidas were
shapeshifters.
kind of like, huh. And the same thing with the winged warriors. I was like, huh.
I was like, why can't we say flying monkeys?
I don't know.
Is that a trademarked phrase? Like,
No.
is there anything else that you want to talk about before we get into Strap and Flat?
Is there? Oh, David Alan Greer had one of my favorite lines of this entire thing, which was, I'm not hysterical now, just give me a few minutes. Just little things like I just love in Munchkin Land after Attapearl leaves, the Munchkins are like, take the road, bye bitch, and like just
Also, be careful
disappear.
of these things that are going to happen to you. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Like just
Beware
say
of the
peace
poppies. Beware
out.
the Kaleidas. Look out for the winged warriors. Okay, bye. And
Like they peace
Dorothy's
out
like, wait,
fast.
what? All
No, I think I'm good. Like
right, let's get into Strap and Flat, shall we?
yes.
Sharp Flat.
So in this section, we're going to highlight some moments, whether or not we talked about it. If we liked it, it's sharp. And if we didn't like it or thought it could change, it's flat. I want to start with flats because some of mine are really stupid. Like, I flatted the Tin Man's hat for falling off. I also, okay, so this is a me thing, I think. I f also flatted that things on the screens that they use do not match up. So like in the opening when we're in Kansas and there's the fence, there's like one line and then another line, but they're just not matching up by any means, and it bugged the fuck out of me.
Yes, but I also think that's a camera angle issue because I think if they were filmed at a certain angle, it would definitely line up. But when it's not filmed at a
Well,
certain angle.
no, because even at the end, I think it's at the end, when she sings home, I believe there's supposed to be like beaming lights on the screen. And even then, those went from one edge of the screen to the other edge. And then there was another one that did the same, but there was no like connective tissue with all of them.
Okay, that's
So,
yeah, I get that. I definitely get that. That could just be like attention to detail stuff because then there's other times where all of the like projections and everything were like seamless and everything looked so perfect. Like,
Like when we went to Eveline's factory or whatever that is, I thought that they got rid of the screens and that was an actual set piece.
And the same thing with like when they're in the forest, like the forest stuff was all very
Oh my.
seamless. The poppy fields that where you saw Emerald City in the background, all very like it was weird because some of this was so seamless. Like even like the like Scarecrow's cornfield and Tin Man's like junk pile. Like there are times where it was so well done and so well integrated. Like even Munchkin Land, like there were times where it's like, oh, when they were zoomed out, it's like, are some of these physical or are some of these where does the
Where's
physical
the
stop and the projection begin? But then there's other times where it's like, y'all just got lazy.
another flat that I have is not enough Stephanie Mills.
No, yeah.
That's just, and like, yeah, I understand Aunt Em is not important. Yes, I would have loved the double casting, or is that what? Yeah,
Yeah,
yes.
double casting.
No shade to Uzo, she did fantastic job in everything. It's just like I just want a little more Stephanie Mills, you know, or a little more Uzo. I could use a little bit more of all these people. Let's put it that way. With all these not ter they're like tertiary characters, but they're not really. They're still important to the plot, but like they're only in a scene or Ada Pearl's in two scenes. Give me more Amber Riley for fuck's sake. And then my last flat is for the Everybody Rejoice costumes, and we shouldn't be surprised that that's my flat. They honestly, I did. Those are the ones. Like, I have issues with the we talked about we had issues with the Munchkin Land cost Munchkin costumes, the skirts in particular. But like their torso and their hair and makeup and hats and everything were fantastic. So I gave it a pass, but this I'm just like I don't. I get it that they had to be underneath the winky costumes, but are we doing yoga?
I guess we're doing a Gap ad.
Oh God, not even. It's
Not
Target.
even.
What about you? What are your? Did you have any flats, really?
I mean, yeah, I did. One of my flats, again, kind of tertiary, is the Mothman tornado costumes. Because I'm like, I get what they were doing, but at the same time, I'm like, these look like moths. Like, was there a plague of moths that got caught in the tornado? Like, what happened? The other flats that I have, some of the weird camera angle direction. And my biggest flat, unfortunately, was Mary J's stage presence just felt, especially in comparison with everyone else.
Like maybe she needed another day or two to like get a little more comfortable on stage
It
with it
just
or in
felt,
costume or something.
it just didn't feel like she was fully comfortable with what she was doing. Especially when you have all these other people around who have so much experience or have so much more rehearsal. Like it just felt it.
She could have gone
I
for a little
say
cast bonding or something.
I flat her only in the sense that I'm like, I feel like she could have done so much better. But those are my flats. Those are my
And it's
flats.
just to piggyback, you're just saying that it's a weak performance, which happens in theater all the time. Like you're not
And
feeling 100%.
it's not the vocals, it's just kind of
Yeah.
just being embodying the character. Like,
Like maybe if she even had like another hour or something, like it doesn't. We don't know what it is. It could have been she got a little stage fright in the moment.
it
And
could
that
be a number
happens.
of different things.
Right. Or like she got a ton of notes right before
Well,
she started and was like, fuck, I have to remember all this new stuff.
especially if you're somebody who doesn't do live musical theater on the regular, Like, doing a concert live is very different from doing a stage musical, memorizing not only like songs, but oh, I have choreography that's based on a character, and then I have to stay in this character, and then
And I
like
have to say
there's a
these
lot.
lines, but I have to emote a certain thing,
Yeah.
even though she's angry, like there's levels of anger that you
Yeah.
have to put into it. So,
So it's very different.
okay. So my sharp, first and foremost, the cast. Mary J. still did a fantastic job, I will say. I will agree with you saying that there is room for more,
Yeah.
or, but they all did a bang up job. I also sharp Stephanie Mills trying to tie the rope in the beginning because she's just doing things with her hands. She's not. I was like, get it.
No, here's the thing.
you're
They
doing
gave
business.
her, on the one side, there was wood that she had to tie up, and she actually tied that
Tied
up. And then they're
it,
like, hey, there's more rope. Can you just tie it?
then
And I'm like,
the. I love stage
okay.
business
Yeah.
like that because you're like, it's clearly something for you to do. So you're not just standing there saying something important.
And here's the thing. Had this been on like a stage, no one would have noticed it. It would have been whatever.
Right.
Because it's so zoomed in, you're like,
What are you
huh?
doing? And I'm sharpening it because it's so
Oh,
funny.
yeah. It's like, what kind of sailor knots are you tying right now, Stephanie Mills?
I also sharp the costume design for the most part. Obviously, we've talked about my issues and the hair and makeup designs as well. I love the attention to detail in everything, down to like the leaf that's stuck in the scarecrow's hair. Hair, quote unquote, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, that was amazing. I also sharp the choreography. Fatima Robinson is the choreographer for this, and fantastic job. Golf claps to
Yes,
you.
absolutely.
I also
Absolutely.
sharp that the Oz head is practical. Like
Yep.
they
Yep, 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 yep,
spent
yep.
money on that. And my last sharp is for the spiky haired Ozzie in Y'all Got It. He's the one that sang in falsetto at the end. But like he was delivering as well. He was giving
Yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
What about you? What were your sharps?
I think almost everything that you sharped, the design, the vocals,
Oh, I also want to add in the set design as a sharp.
yeah,
Because.
the design is so good. This is one of the out of the live TV musicals as of like late is probably for me is probably the best designed one.
This is.
There's so much attention given to it.
This is one of the best ones. I
Yeah.
have another one that. You'll hear in the future, maybe I'll say is the best one, but like this is giving that other one a run for its money.
Yeah.
I remember watching, I did watch this, I believe, live when it
Yeah.
happened,
Yeah.
and I was blown away because like I didn't watch the other two prior to this one, until I did the for the podcast and everything, but that I remember the Wiz like. Yes, I have issues with it, but like you're gonna have issues with everything because you have your own opinion on things.
Oh, yeah.
And this one was by far, like, if not the best, one of the best ones.
Yeah,
So.
absolutely. The other things I sharped specifically, like Stephanie Mills, obviously.
Of
Like just general
course.
Stephanie Mills. Stephanie Mills, Queen
Stephanie Mills.
Latifah, Stephanie Mills, Queen Latifah, Uzo. Like I just
All the
all
women.
the women in this. Amber Riley, all the women in this were just like, not to take away from anyone else in this production,
In
but
the
the
cast,
women
yeah.
specifically were so good. So good. Also, Sharp, just because I think it's funny, is common as the Oz security like guard. Just chilling there.
Yes. I forgot Common was here and I was like, Common, what are you doing here?
Exactly. I'm like, Common, what you doing here? But
With that he
also,
had, I mean, He's the one that I'm like, okay, I understand that, like, you have the iPad and the little
You're the bouncer.
headphone or something.
You're the Oz
Yeah.
bouncer. I did enjoy the little, like, there's nobody in line gag that they keep going to.
So fun. And he's somebody who I know is like been in movies and things like that as
Yeah,
well.
yeah, yeah,
So
yeah.
he.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't utilize him more, but at the same time,
You didn't
there's not
need
much
to.
else you can, yeah. And there's also not much else you can utilize him with in this, like
Unless he
in the
was gonna
Wiz in
sing
general.
in the what do they call it? Emerald City Ballet. 'Cause there's but like
Well, yeah. But
that's rhythm. That's rhythm. They're
yeah.
speaking in patter. So there's no like real way to showcase his vocal abilities being that character,
Exactly.
unfortunately.
Exactly. So, but yeah, I think those are my sharps.
Would you add any of the songs to your life's playlist? I copped out and just wrote the whole album because fuck
Like
it.
over
But
half of them. So I am familiar with a decent amount of the music in this. I just never have gotten to see it live. But the amount of times that I have sung Ease On Down the Road to myself as I'm walking through Chicago is not surprising. I'm like, Ease On Down the Road, love. Like, He's the Wiz is such a banger.
Yes.
Such a banger.
Yes.
And
Home. Home is beautiful.
home, I have give you an idea into my like inner workings, but I have definitely spent hours before just on YouTube watching covers and performances of Home because it's such a good song
Were you
and I
crying the whole
love,
time as well?
yes, because it's such a great
It's.
song. Such a great song.
You could skip the one that's on Glee, by the way.
Yeah, you don't need that one.
Yeah, you don't need Kristen Chenoweth
No, you
singing
want to know
Home.
which side, as a side note, you want to know which version of Home like fully makes me break down and ugly, ugly cry is the version that MJ Rodriguez and Billy Porter sing from Pose.
Oh my God, I forgot about that one.
That one
Oh.
just fully
Cuz
destroys me
that's the episode when they're in
because,
like the AIDS ward or something, right?
yeah, and they're giving a concert for, yeah. But that version of Home is not my definitive, but it's up there. It
It's the one
is,
where you're like, I need to cry.
if I need to cry, I'll watch this
Watch
one.
it.
So, yeah, those are, I mean, everything, the music in this is so good. So good.
Yeah.
So good.
But on that note, Aaron, we're done with the episode. We
We
did it.
are?
We did. Yes.
We
We
did. We
have to
did
end, unfortunately. So what do you have to plug or promote?
I don't know.
Yes,
Like,
you do. Come
here's the
on.
thing. Full transparency, my friends. We've recorded a bunch over the past, like, week together.
Yes.
I don't know when any of these are coming out.
This is the first one.
So this is the
So,
first one. Okay.
yeah.
Okay. So you will hear me in future ones plugging things that may have already happened. I'm pretty sure I can plug this because they put it on their website. So I am playing Inspector Kemp and the Blind Hermit in Young Frankenstein that's going to be at Berkshire Theater Group in Pittsfield, Massachusetts this summer. That same production is moving to Bay Street Theater in Sag Harbor and then ending the run in Rochester, New York at Jiva Theater. So it's a long run. Check out their websites. They have all the information on there. Also, if you want to, you can check out my social medias because I'm on them. Mostly Instagram and TikTok. My name is True Aaron Choi on there. Check me out. I put all my weird theater related shenanigans up there.
And you probably will be posting this mini tour.
Yes,
Yeah.
I'll be posting this mini tour. It just all my shenanigans. So check it out.
and if you, I don't know, what are your thoughts dear listener, on The Wiz Live, was there something that we may have missed? Because Aaron and I are not as familiar with the book of the stage version, was there something that, like, you wished was in this? I would love to hear about it. You can email me at buttersongpod@gmail.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at buttersongpod. Were you in a production of The Wiz and something horribly went wrong? I love those stories. I love, because inevitably something goes wrong in live theater, and yeah, we all have those stories. And if you want to be part of next episode's conversation, well, we're continuing Live Month with the next one going to be Hairspray Live. Hooray! Let's not stop the beat, Aaron. That was dumb,
Okay.
and I'm leaving it in. Ha! Well, Aaron, thank you so much for coming back on.
Thank you. I always love coming on here. So you got to keep that in.
I will. I will. Especially talking,
I always love joining you and talking about musicals, movie musicals, just geeking out, you know.
I love it.
You're
Well,
one of the only people I will get up this early on a Sunday morning to record a podcast about musical theater.
Sunday.
Yes.
Everyone, thank you for listening, and bye for now.
Bye.
Special thanks to Aaron Troy for creating the pod's artwork and to Nick Bombacino for composing the theme song and the jingles. A huge thank you to CastBox for hosting this podcast. And thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Life's But a Song. Bye for now, everyone, and have a musical day.